Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12. I share with you this morning from the New Living Translation of God's holy and precious Word. Hear God's Word. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought when far away. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I am going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You proceed and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to know. I can never escape your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there, and if I go down to the place of the dead, you are there also. If I ride the wings of the morning, and if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness I cannot hide from you. To you, night shines as bright as day, and darkness and light are both alike. May God add his blessings to the hearing and the reading and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, we all want to have a relationship with the God of the universe. And he's given us a way to have a personal relationship with him through Christ. The God of the universe, though, doesn't require any more of us than to confess. And the first step in seeking God is to know that he is always seeking us. I like what Wesley said. The Holy Spirit is the hound of heaven, always wooing us into that love relationship with him. So each day, by confessing and reading the scriptures, you are in the presence of God, and you will find the blessing. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Amen.